When Grace at the Bliss Cafe Calls by Jane Vandenberg. It's a terrible day in Baltimore, and in Kathmandu, and in the port city of Salerno, gloom pervades. And your own private sorrows throbbing in the exact center of your right hand, a pain that radiates outward from palm to fingers that cannot find the shape of your mechanical pencil, a Mont Blanc in the burgundy they don't make anymore. A gift given long ago, engraved, and obviously too good for you since you've now lost it. And this lack fixes you in a place of grief, age-old and physical. An ache so similar to the pulsing you'd feel in the exact center of either palm after your father killed himself. And you felt an immediate need to write lists. Words invented for some self-administered spelling test. You're then being told this was an odd, wrong, cold thing to do. America, you'd write, if you had your pencil. Will you now turn out to be only a beautiful idea? You dreaming the weight of a loss that feels as incalculable as being orphaned at 9, or seeing another neighborhood gutted, or our communal need to witness the next 300 lost at sea. Your name, almost exactly his, the etching now faint along its barrel, and how you've given pens and pencils to your own kids extravagantly, each birthday, every Christmas, then found them still in boxes stuffed in a sock drawer after they'd returned to school. It was the classroom that saved you. The clean notebook, the word September, and all that white around the black block of text where you could write what you really thought. Which was that the dead could talk to you. Like when you stayed in bed all day drawing lilacs because Ross's wife was Orthodox, so there was no time to get to his funeral. Stones thrown, cop cars torched, bells ringing out across our riven land. And it's exactly here, typing the word riven, then wondering if you know what it really means, that the phone rings, the readout saying bliss. And it's Grace, your server at the vegetarian cafe by the creek, 200 miles away where you ate 3 days ago, saying she needs your address so she can mail your pencil back to you.